First, there was the personal homepage, then the weblog or blog. Now comes the podcast. The podcast makes online rants available to listeners around the world. And as NPR's Nathan Santamaria reports, the quality is low, but podcasters' hopes are high.
Podcasting. It's the internet buzzword of the moment, and it sounds something like this.
We don't need no stinking transmitters.
Podcasting. It's Adam Curry.
Adam Curry DJs the show, The Daily Source Code. He's called the father of the podcast. Curry developed the technology behind it, and his show is now the most popular around, claiming tens of thousands of listeners.
Good stuff to talk about today. Some techno bits we're going to be looking at. Looking at the Cast Blaster. Got some PodSafe tunes for you. All the stuff you'd expect from the Daily Source Code. For the next 40 minutes, taking you down on a journey from nowhere leading to nowhere. That's right, it's a concept. We call it a show.
The show works like this. On most days, Curry dictates a monologue into his handheld recorder. He wanders onto topics from the latest iPod gadget to the quality of brownies at Starbucks. He sprinkles in a little music and his trademark theme.
The power of your intellect.
Then he connects his recorder to the internet, and in the twinkling of an electron, thousands of listeners have his show on their iPods. Curry wrote the computer program iPodder, and that's what makes all this possible. iPodder serves as an internet paperboy. It delivers online sound files straight to your portable player whenever you tell it to. So podcasts are as instantaneous as they are portable. After less than a year, there are nearly 1,000 regularly produced shows.
Podcasting almost live from the coolies of God's country.
I've always been a sucker for Slavic men's choirs and choruses, and today's psalm is a setting of Psalm 33.
The podcast where our family gets together and discusses movies available at your local Cineplex.
This is the Don and Drew Show.
I'm Don Maselli.
Hey, I'm Drew Domkus. Let me play this real quick. That's not the right song.
Podcasts' quality isn't their strong suit, so it's not a surprise that they're all still free. But to Curry, this amateurism is part of the charm.
I find it very exciting to hear someone fumbling around with a microphone because it makes it human for a second. If you tune into any top 40 station in America right now, his voice will sound something like this, everybody. Hi, doing good morning. And that's not real.
What podcasts lack in professionalism, though, they offer in variety. Shows cover topics from snowmobiles to fine wines, from theology to Finland.
Good evening and welcome to my corner. I'm Matti from Helsinki and let's start talking about Finland. In previous episode, I talked about Finnish weather and Finnish winter.
Podcasting is separate from both the blogs, which it sprung from, and radio, which is what it kind of aspires to be. It's something in the middle. And I do think that there will always be audiences for cheaply made, amateurish little radio programs. There'll be small audiences, but in the aggregate, I think that audience will be huge.
That's Adam Fisher. He's a senior editor for Wired Magazine. And he says podcasts enjoy two advantages. They're easy to produce, and they're mostly free from regulation.
Unlike regular radio, which is monitored by the FCC, on a podcast, just like in a written medium, you can say anything you want.
Podcasting is still in its infancy. Its potential is unclear. But the popularity of iPods and MP3 players means the audience is growing every day. And it's worth remembering that 3 years ago, there were only a few thousand blogs on the web. Now, there are nearly 5 million. Nathan Santamaria, NPR News, Washington.
You can find links to podcasts at our website, npr.org.